Again, both in breast and colon cancer, I'm hearing recent discussion, some coming out of Memorial and Larry Norton, of the 1 week on, 1 week off capecitabine. What are your thoughts about that?
I have experimented a little with the 1 week on, 1 week off regimen in the metastatic setting, and it's certainly much better tolerated.
Colon?
In colon and breast both. In colon cancer, very well tolerated compared to the 14 days in a row. I think the colon patients, probably from past surgeries, are more susceptible to the diarrhea than the breast cancer patients are. But I would say week on, week off, very little incidence of hand-foot syndrome that's been a problem, and much less management of GI toxicities. And if you think about the hand-foot syndrome, it tends to come up if you get it days 9, 10, 11, 12. So it makes sense that if you're getting that break, it's probably accumulation of the metabolites or catabolites that causes it. So it does make sense to work in that direction. So that's probably a worthwhile area of research. It would fit in nicely with some of the oxaliplatin regimens, and it makes sense.
What about the dose?
The dose that's been utilized in those trials to date has been 1,000 per meter squared BID, so 2,000 instead of 2,500. Just like every other drug that's out there, if the doctors find something a little less toxic, they go crazy. And we actually saw the results of some trials where folks thought 1 week off and 1 week on was such a better tolerated regimen, they did 3,500 per meter squared.
Wow.
So they went high dose. Toxicity, big surprise. Hard to show any efficacy difference because there was so much dose reduction and dose delays. But I think a good solid dose, 2,000 per meter squared, week on, week off, really is quite easy to give.